You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy!
Yeah! We're ready. Let's meet the players, starting with Carlin, who's representing. Hey, Carlin, welcome to the show.
How are we doing?
We're doing
good. We are great.
Here we are.
I got to ask, is Carlin a family name, or were you named after the comedian, George?
So Carlin is a family name. My mom is Carlene. My grandfather was Carl, and I'm Carlin.
That's very a cute nice. Little thing that you
but
guys are
But the sad
doing.
Part is most people can't pronounce it unless you tell them George Carlin, and then they totally understand it.
Oh.
Why can they not? Isn't it?
You can just say
C-A-R-L-I-N?
Yep, exactly. I don't know why. I have no idea. I think a lot of
what
people
do they
think
say?
It's Carlene or...
Oh, Carlene.
They'll say Carlene. Yeah, they think... Well, I think they think it's Carlene because it's associated with a woman's name primarily.
Hmm. Well, your boys in the morning, we were sharp. We were right on it, buddy.
So. You were on the money.
Glad you called. What do you do for a living?
So I am a photojournalist for the military.
Oh, that's a cool gig.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I bet you've seen some somewhat horrific things, though, right?
No, I fortunately have not had to do anything too dangerous or bad. Okay. There's a lot of other people out there that do a lot more dangerous things than I do every single day, and I respect them wholeheartedly with what they do and what they do to support us.
Yeah, so you've never been, like, in a war zone?
No, not at all, no. I've been to Africa, and that's it. So.
All right.
So what are you taking pictures of with the military, then? Like, hey, stand next to this tank.
Yeah, you name it. I've taken it all, from everything in the air to the ground to the Navy to the Army, to any service that you could think of. I've probably taken a photo of them.
That's pretty neat, man. That's really. I'm a big photography buff, so that's very cool. Do you have like an Instagram page?
It's a very rewarding career.
Do you have your own personal Instagram page, or do you just post for the military pages?
Just for the military pages.
All right, man. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you. Thank you for your service, and thank you for being on the show. And good luck to you today. You're going up against Robin, who's going to try to take the lead for the girls. Hi, Robin. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hey.
So, what do you do?
Well, nothing as cool as Carlin, but I stay home with my kids.
Well, you can take pictures
cool
of them.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do take pictures of them.
Yeah, that's a tough gig, though, Robin. That is definitely a tough gig. So.
How old are your kids?
They are 10, 9, 6, and 1.
Oh, for the love of God.
What's the 10-year-old into these days?
Fortnite. Same as all other little boys.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeremy, can you relate?
I'm going to tell you right now, Reed is on that constantly, my son. He's in all these Fortnite competitions and everything. He had a tooth fall out a week ago, and he got $2 for the tooth. And he had another tooth that was loose last night, and he wanted to buy some Fortnite package that was $4. You know what he did last night? For an hour and a half, he was jacking with that tooth and got it out. Like, it wasn't ready to come out, but he made it come out so the tooth fairy could come and give him $2 more so he could buy this Fortnite package.
Can I just point out that maybe that's a sign of a bit of a problem when
you're
yanking
telling me
your teeth out of your head?
Don't do that.
For your fix?
And I mean he was like he wanted me
drug
to
addicts who like hold people up and everything and rob liquor stores for their fix.
And
he's yanking teeth out of his head.
He wanted the little $4 package last night, and he was wanting me to front him the money before the tooth even came out.
Oh, my God.
That's my son all day, every day.
So he got the tooth out. I guess he got his $2. I didn't check to see if the tooth fairy came last night. But
I would be curious to find out, like, is there a downside? If a tooth is almost ready to come out, is it bad?
I don't know.
To hurry it along, or does it not
It probably
make
doesn't
a difference?
Matter. It was one of those things where you could, like, bend it back and, like, look underneath it at this point. But it had probably another day or two.
He
wanted that $2 so bad for Fortnite, he yanked his own tooth out last night.
I mean, if he starts pulling out his permanent teeth now to fund this, then you need to get him into some sort of counseling right away.
We got an issue.
Got to tell him the tooth fairy doesn't come for big teeth, only little teeth.
Yeah, we've had that talk too.
Ooh, like, I like that.
We've had, because he's going to be 13, so we're like, does the tooth fairy still, show up? Yeah, and he's like, yes, absolutely.
Well, he keeps this up, he's going to have to move to West Virginia.
Yes. So.
All right, listen, here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking Carlin some questions that women probably are more likely to know the answer to. Jeremy will throw some questions at Robin that guys are probably more likely to know. Best out of three gets the prize and the point for their side. If we're tied after three questions, we play sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. The dudes are up today. Carlin, are you ready for me?
No, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Listen, Carlin, I want you to wish Michelle Phan a happy birthday. She turns 37 today, so wish her happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Michelle Phan.
Yeah, now, what is she famous for?
Ooh, that's a good... She turned 37 today?
Yeah, what is she famous for?
Oh.
Take a guess. Hurry, hurry.
Vanderpump.
Yeah. She's the buzzer says she is a makeup expert on YouTube with more than 1 billion views.
Good God.
For her makeup.
A billion
views for her makeup tips.
Isn't it funny what people are watching?
There's a lot out there. I mean, YouTube's kind of the source of all information now when you want to learn how to do something.
You know what? I looked over the other night, and we were laying in bed, and Nick Nack was on her phone watching beauty tips, makeup tips. I was like, okay. I mean,
I watch hair tips of how to do my child's hair, so I can't complain.
Do you? Wow.
My 9-year-old watches the YouTube videos for makeup, and she doesn't even wear makeup.
She's getting ready, though. She's like, when it's my time, I'm going to look damn good.
She's gonna be intimate with all of Michelle Phan's tips by that point.
She's like, I'm going to make myself look like I'm 6.
Yeah, because, 10 is the new 8.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. All right, over to Robin we go.
All right, sweet Robin, who I think just fell off the line.
What?
Oh, Robin, oh, no. Where'd you go?
Oh,
I wonder if this is her.
There's a line ringing. Maybe that's her. Why don't you just punch it in and let's see if that's her.
Hey, is this Robin?
Robin, is that you again?
Yeah, it hung up. I don't know what happened.
It's all good. It's all good. You called back just in time.
All right, here's your question for
you. All right, here we go, Robin. What hip-hop artist is associated with the Beats headphones brand? Beats.
Oh, Dr. Dre. Oh,
okay, well, that was easy.
She's like, give me something hard.
Beats by Dre, that's right.
Carlin, we'll give you a little television question here. Who was the main female star of the Santa Clarita Diet on TV? The Santa Clarita Diet. Who was that female star?
I have
she was,
no
she was famous. Clue. She was Michelle. Famous as a child actor. Do you know?
Got nothing.
Drew Barrymore.
There you go, Robin.
Drew Barrymore. Santa Clarita Diet.
I've never heard of the diet.
Well, no, it was a show.
It's a show.
I think she was a show on Netflix.
Yeah, she was a vampire or something, right? She like ate hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't even heard of that diet.
Robin's doing better here.
Yep. Here's the thing. If Robin gets this, Carlin, the game is already over.
Exactly.
But if she misses it, you'll have one more chance to try to tie it up.
Okay. All right, Robin, you still there?
The pressure's on, yeah.
All right. Please tell me, what car company made a little vehicle called the Renegade?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know cars.
Take a guess. Hurry. Guess.
We'll say...
Hurry.
Mitsubishi. I don't know.
No. That is a Jeep product, the Jeep Renegade.
Of course it is.
Out of all the car brands you could choose from.
Yeah, right?
Ford, Chevy, Toyota, Honda.
The biggies,
Mercedes.
Jeep.
You went with Mitsubishi.
To be fair, I'm sitting in my car. I just dropped my kids off at school, and a Mitsubishi just drove by.
Okay.
Fair enough. All right, Carlin, here's your chance to try to tie. Even if you get it, Robin will still have a shot to win it in regulation. But if you miss this, the game is over.
Got it.
And this one should be kind of easy. We'll see. There is an old saying that the four things a woman should have to get married are something old. What are the other three?
Something new, something borrowed, and something new.
Did you say something new twice?
No, I said something old.
Something?
Finish it.
You said something old. Something borrowed, something new. And,
blue. Something blue.
Something blue.
Blue.
Something blue.
You got three out of the four, but you know what? The game is over! You are so close.
Great job, Robin.
Thank you.
Listen, you're a good man, but I'm afraid you got to take some medicine. Tell me when you're ready for it.
I'm ready for it.
Right. Girls rule.
There we go.
Thank you for being a good sport.
Carlin.
Have a great day, all right?
See you, buddy.
You guys. Thanks, boys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, Robin, you came through for the ladies. You put the girls up 2-1 for the month of April, all right?
Yay.
Yay for you.
Yay is right. Hey, now, we're going to place you on a gentle hold, and then Josh will come around, and he's going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. Right here at Denver's Mix 100. All right, girls, nose ahead for the month of April, and we will play again on Tuesday morning.